In 2017, in months where there are 5 Sundays, the 5th Sunday of the month will feature a member testimony. Back in January, way back in January, we heard from Carrie Coletto, and today we will hear from Anne-Marie Amer. And I told her earlier this week that I was jealous that she has the chance to preach today. This week's lesson from the Gospel, my favorites, especially because it contains that beautiful sentence, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" The disciples go on their way to Emmaus on what we now call Easter Sunday, and I imagine them walking along sort of dejectedly. Maybe their heads are hanging, maybe they're wringing their hands in sadness and confusion, but Jesus appears in the midst of them and explains all of what theologians call salvation history, which is really just the story of God's involvement with creation and the people. The two disciples walking along hear Christ's story, but don't recognize Jesus. Eventually, Jesus reveals his true identity, causing a powerful series of reactions. The disciples' eyes are open, the disciples recognize Jesus, the risen Christ disappears. And the disciples are immediately on the road again. Luke's gospel records that the disciples leave that same hour. They have encountered the risen Christ. There is no waiting around after that because they have good news to share. Even if they don't understand it, maybe especially if they don't understand it, there is something about meeting the risen Christ that sets the disciples on the road again. There is no waiting around. Instead, they immediately return to Jerusalem to share the good news of their encounter with the risen Christ. There in Jerusalem, the disciples meet up with the other members of the little community of Christ's followers and share the great good news they have heard and experienced. Amazingly, the other disciples who had stayed in Jerusalem have similar news to share. The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. This little community of Christ's followers find a new bond in their common connection to the risen Christ. They rejoice in the ways Jesus continues to be present and active in their lives, and they rejoice as a community. They share stories of their encounters with Jesus. The sadness they had experienced washes away as they come to know and trust and believe that Christ has risen indeed. The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia. Come on up, Anne-Marie.
Right now, because my physical therapist said I could start going for short walks again. Sometimes Mother Kristen and I walk together in the morning and we talk about what we have planned for the day, but I also love walking by myself. When I walk alone, whether it's in a park or on the boardwalk or just around the block in our neighborhood, it's my favorite way to meditate. It helps me to calm my mind, which sometimes goes at a mile a minute. Walking, like most forms of travel is fairly predictable. There's a starting point and destination. However, as today's gospel reading from Luke tells us, when you're traveling to your destination, you never know who or what you may find along the way. As it begins, two of Jesus' disciples were walking together towards a town called Emmaus, which is said to be about 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Can you imagine how painful it must have been for the disciples? In addition to the blisters they must have had on their feet from all the walking. They were in mourning for Jesus. They truly believed that he was the one who would save Jerusalem. In the disciples' mind, Jesus was crucified. They had lost all hope, and not even the witnesses from their fellow believers would change their minds or kindle their hope. As they continued on their way, Jesus joined the two disciples on their journey. The disciples included them in their conversation, but they didn't know that they were talking to their Savior, who had indeed been risen from the dead. When Jesus had joined them, he probably knew that the disciples were talking about him. He must have seen and understood how distraught they were about all that had taken place. When Jesus asked what they were discussing, I can almost hear the sadness and frustration in their voices when they wonder, "Where have you been that you have not heard the story? Haven't you heard all that has happened to Jesus of Nazareth?" And they continued to recount to Jesus all that had happened to him over the past 3 days. When Jesus hears his disciples talking about him, he calls them foolish and then explains the scripture about himself, even beginning with Moses. In studying the scriptures through his life and ministry, Jesus found himself everywhere in scripture. As it is, there are probably more than 300 readings regarding the coming of the Messiah and his suffering in the Hebrew Bible. His disciples on the road to Emmaus seemed to listen to his words intently, and their hearts began to fill, but still, their eyes did not see the truth. As they approached the town, the disciples noticed that Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were so moved by listening to him discuss the scripture that they asked Jesus to stay with them, which he did. When the three of them sat down at a table to eat supper, Jesus took the bread and broke the bread in the same manner as he did at his last supper. It was only then that the disciples realized that he was the Messiah. Immediately after breaking the bread, Jesus vanished from their sight. He left those two disciples with probably a little confusion and surprise, but also with hearts full to the brim and a new destination in mind, to return to Jerusalem and rejoice and proclaim Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Like the disciples, we are called to embark on our own individual journeys. We each have our own roads to follow in our own bodies towards our own destinations. Everyone's path is unique. You want to know something interesting that I found out when doing research for this reflection? Emmaus is only mentioned once in the Bible, although in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, it alludes to the story briefly. Luke is actually the only writer who mentions that the disciples were on the journey to Emmaus. For each of us here today, Emmaus can be a means for escaping when all hope in life is lost, as the disciples were trying to escape the horrors of the days prior to Easter. And everyone's Emmaus is just as unique as everyone's journey in life. As a people who believe in the risen Jesus, we have a tendency to journey to Emmaus when all hope seems lost. We are called to look for the risen Christ in our path. As also was read today in 1 Peter, since we believe in God through Jesus who is raised, we can love others who we meet along the way deeply from the heart. The risen Christ in our path could also be a simple push pointing us towards a place where we feel we are supposed to be. If we experience a situation where we are led, guided, or feel moved in a certain direction, do we realize that it may be the Holy Spirit at work within us, or do we ignore it and keep going down the road that we believe is our own path? Our hearts and minds should be open to the Holy Spirit moving in our lives and leading us to our own destination. As the church, we are called to know Jesus in the bread and wine given to us as the body and blood during the Holy Eucharist, just as the disciples did on their walk to Emmaus. Every time we receive the Eucharist here or at any church where we worship, we come to the table for solace, strength, pardon, and renewal. As we receive the consecrated elements this morning, let us allow God to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts so that we may receive him fully. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.